Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a volunteer opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote, probably going to vote, chance 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
What is your age?
I'll be 42 in a couple months.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the direction the country's headed in?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of issues and concerns some people say want the president and Congress most focused on. You have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it very important, 5 means somewhat important, and 0 means not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first issue or concern. Making college more affordable. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults.
5.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Oh, geez. Can I get a 0 to 10 on this, or has it to be one or the other? I'm going to say I'm 10. I mean, no, 8.
Okay, so you approve. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you're in between. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. So the first one, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, from 0 to 100.
60.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
70.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
75.
Thank you. Okay, let's move forward. Now, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means that you're most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, authorizing prescription medication.
10.
Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
8.
Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
6.
Thank you. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
8.
Thank you. Okay. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on a sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Do I oppose it?
Yes. Do you oppose or support?
Support.
So, strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes? and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I don't support that.
Okay, you oppose. Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Is that somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
Other issues.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? We got A, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing from tobacco harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and a prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or B, prevention, and an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. A or B?
A.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you some things some people say could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavor cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. Okay, so with each one I read, you have the options of very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all. Here's the first one. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. How concerned are you?
Oh, my God. Not concerned.
Not very concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay. Most dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind.
Oh, my God. not concerned at all.
Thank you. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Concerned.
Somewhat or very concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All right, now I'm just going to read you some statements people made about these bans. And you can read them from 0 to 10. So 10 means you strongly agree with a statement, 5 you somewhat agree, and 0, no, I don't agree with that statement at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It filled with alcohol, and it's filled with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree on that?
10.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree?
10.
Thank you. Today's adult smokers come from disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further prosecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite a probation when it should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. How much do you agree there?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban of the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I'm sorry, read that, say that again.
No problem. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I oppose.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
Less likely.
Less. So somewhat less willing or much less willing?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Okay. Cigars?
No.
Heat non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Caffeine? Oh, I'm sorry, coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as a dip or chew?
Yes.
Soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit here. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your participation, your opinions. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.